This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Jazakallah khairan. Well, when you were talking about how efficient it is for us to set our goals and everything like that, sometimes we find ourselves just failing to reach that goal. For example, you know, in a month I want to lose 10 pounds, which was your example. And a lot of times we find ourselves, okay, you know, I didn't make it, and then people go through that phase of, okay, maybe I didn't do good, and maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I'm not doing the right things. And then, for example, they might go through a depression phase, which is what we call it here. How do people deal with that? Because as we can see, even subhanAllah, amongst the Afghans, yes. It's getting a big problem.
Yes.
Right? And I know you have your degree in psychology. Mm-hmm. So how does this work? How do we deal with people who are, for example, what do we tell them who are going through this phase of depression or feeling down or feeling like they're not doing the right things, they're not doing enough?
SubhanAllah. I love that question. One of the chapters in my book is Failing Your Way to Success. It's vital. People think of failure as something that it's down and that's what depresses them, is when they fail. I'm saying if you fail, think of it as a stepping stone to success, inshallah. Because every failure, if you take every failure and you add it up, you can make books out of it, you can make stories, you can teach people what not to do. So instead of looking at it as such a negative perspective and thinking that, oh my God, I can't do this, I'm not going to do this, I won't do this, and getting yourself all worked up for the wrong way, I'm thinking, okay, alhamdulillah, it didn't happen. It wasn't meant to be. You have to, again, have deeper knowledge of Islam. And why I said this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us more than we can handle. Mm-hmm. So that means that Allah knows we can handle what is given to us. So if this comes to us, we have to say, well, subhanAllah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this to us, then we should know that He knows best and He knows we can handle it. So okay, so it might have not worked here, we might have not lost the 10 pounds here, but let's make another goal. Maybe we can lose 5 pounds in a month by doing a little bit less work, a little bit less strategies, but at least you're trying to get. And maybe the second time you're successful. And by being that successful, every success is a stepping stone. It guides you to the next level. So that, what does that do? It gives you confidence to get to the next level. People give up too easily. And that's why we get into depression, because it's so easy to give up. That's it. It's easy. I'm saying lower your, you know, expectations, but keep working on it. And that'll slowly give you more confidence. So you don't say, for example, I mean, subhanAllah, I didn't know how to read the Quran in Arabic. You know, when I started learning it, I didn't say, oh my God, I'm going to learn it in 2 days. I said, okay, I'm going to learn, inshallah. I'm going to put in an hour a day, the best time I can, and this is how I'm going to do it. So within time, my suda started increasing, and I'm learning more, and it's giving me much more confidence to do it. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that you quit. Does that make sense? And mm-hmm. It was hard, mashallah, learning Arabic and the language and doing it with tajweed. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. But the whole point behind it is you can't give up.
Jazakallah khairan.
Wa yakum.